This is the Agriculture and Natural Resources.
Oh, wait, we're not on yet. Okay, now start. We weren't on.
Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, the 1st of June. It is not hard to believe it's the 1st of June. As we made note in our previous committee, all the beautiful weather and sunshine and springy sort of that we're getting, everybody is aware that it's the 1st of June, especially if they have a calendar that they've received someplace and that they bother to look at. At any rate, this is the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee, and we have a short agenda today. Our first agenda, we are going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 829A. And would you tell us?
Committee member, Senate Bill 829A increases the maximum annual production to 150,000 gallons for a winery to be established as an outright permitted use. And it also authorizes a winery to be established as an outright permitted use with other kind of qualifications, and gives them additional uses that they could, sell wine produced by the winery and services related to the sale and promotion of the winery, including catered dinners, weddings, charitable or political events, and other private events. It would authorize that winery established under the Act to operate a full-service restaurant.
Okay. So, we're in a public hearing, right? Yeah.
Yes. And no one has signed up to testify.
All right, no one having signed up for this, we're going to close the public hearing. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 829A. Take an amendment, or an amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill, or Senate Bill 829A be referred to the floor, then to the Committee on Rules. Is that how I have to do it? With no recommendation for the purposes of having a plan B in case the exact copy of this that is the House bill ends up meeting an untoward demise, and we can move this to the floor from Rules Committee. That's a long motion. Sorry.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Okay, so the motion, I'll just make the motion and then speak to it. How's that? So I move Senate Bill 829A to the Committee on Rules with no recommendation.
Very good. Co-Chair Klamath has moved Senate Bill 829A to the Committee on Rules with no recommendation. Having heard the motion,
and I can speak to it.
He wishes to speak to it, and Representative Schaffler wishes to speak to it or have a question.
If the co-chair is finished, then, yeah, Mr. Chair, why are we waiting? Why don't we just pass this off the House floor? Why do we wait? I'm reluctant to send it to Rules. Okay. I mean, if it's a mere bill, why not pass it off the House floor right now? Why are we waiting for the Senate to do something? I don't trust them. I don't trust the Rules Committee. Let's move to the floor and pass it. It's a good bill. Should pass or drive vote.
Because the agreement with the co-speakers and the advocates and everybody else is to do the motion I made. So we could go have all those conversations again. Or another alternative explanation is there is a slight difference in what's in 3280, a few words difference, but the exact same provisions. And if both end up passing in the end with both provisions, then there'll be another process that would have to occur for rectifying amendments or reconciliation amendments or some phrasing that I don't even understand. But it is an atypical practice for the legislature to send two bills to the governor's desk on the exact same topic. So we want to pick one or the other. This is Plan B. There's no opposition to this bill. Nobody in Rules is going to be voting against this bill to try and stop it. We've already passed this bill through the House with great majorities. It's literally just a Plan B if the 3280 falls apart at 4:45 today, which it very well might.
And Representative Schaffler, there are times in my life as a chair of a committee and that I get instructions from a pay grade higher than mine, and we usually find it in our best interest to proceed along those lines.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Can I then ask if we could take the roll, please?
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Shoffler?
No.
Representative Springer?
Aye.
Provost Cowan?
Aye.
Provost Johnson?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Having seen the majority vote, Senate Bill 829A is set and on its way to rules.
Yeah.
Will be heard there only, if I understand it correctly, if something happens to House Bill 3280 and its journey through the wonderful maze of legislatures. So then with that, we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 600. Could you talk to us about Senate Bill 600?
Committee members, Senate Bill 600, you heard on 5-9. For the record, there's a no revenue impact statement and a minimal fiscal impact statement that was issued on the original bill, the -A5 and the -A6. These were also both amendments that you heard testimony on the 9th. Just to refresh you, the measure itself modifies preference right for upland adjacent landowner when the current leasee is in compliance with all lease terms and the conditions of submersible land lease. It establishes uses that DSL may authorize on submerged and submersible lands without charge, and it authorizes DSL to charge for uses on state-owned submersed or submersible lands for habitat restoration projects for environmental mitigation credit or settlement or credit obtained as an offset against natural resource damages liability. The -A5 amendment that you have in front of you authorizes DSL to adopt a rule that exempts from the removal fill permit requirements the removal of no more than 100 cubic yards of material from waters of the state for the purposes of maintaining drainage and protecting agriculture land. The -A6 amendment authorizes DSL to authorize use without charge for rights of way of any county or city road over state-owned submerged and submersible lands established prior to November 1st, 1981.
Oh, yes. Senator Johnson has joined us, and we appreciate that. And would you come and enlighten us on these wonderful bills and their wonderful amendments?
Thank you, sir. And with the chair's permission, could I invite the other interested party in this bill, Ms. Soliday, to join me?
I would be delighted to have Louise come up and join you. Louise and I go back quite a ways in this building, and we've fought many good battles. She wins more than I do, but that, you know.
Well, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Betsy Johnson. I have the privilege of representing Senate District 16. And it is out of a battle that we bring you Senate Bill 600. For the last two Christmases, DSL has been in my district, that is Northwest Oregon, largely a district with managed water in it. If you can picture Oregon, you can picture the dikes that are holding back the rivers and the oceans and supportive of agriculture. And I think, and the reason that I had Louise come up here is if I start lying, she can quickly amend the record. But Louise and her professional staff had been up in the district, and we had had some very robust meetings with crowded rooms and cranky people, and it wasn't working out real well. And so Louise called me and said, let's work on a bill to address some of the issues and ameliorate some of the concerns and bring some certainty to farmers who have water control mechanisms in their agricultural practice. The result is the original Senate Bill 600. The bill was amended a couple of times over on the Senate side. It was amended once to alleviate concerns that the Attorney General had with respect to the reclamation activities that are going on in the Portland Harbor. The state is involved in a lengthy and expensive set of litigations. And so we did that happily. There was a second, actually that was the dash twos. The dash ones were amendments offered by, do I have the dashes incorrect? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't remember. Look at them.
There was another set of amendments that were offered to raise the amount of material that a farmer could take out of a drainage ditch on their property from 50 cubic yards to 100 cubic yards. And that amendment did not make it out of the Senate.
The bill passed 30-0 on the Senate side, and it comes before you with the hope that two sets of amendments can be added to the bill. And I cannot honestly say that I know what's going to happen to the bill once it makes it back over onto the Senate side, but the two sets of amendments that we're requesting are the Dash 5s that were negotiated between Ms. Soliday and the Farm Bureau and have both agency agreement and the Farm Bureau imprimatur on it, and the Dash 6s, which I dropped, which fix a problem for the counties that had to do with roads that were damaged by the movement of water over time and whether or not DSL could assert jurisdiction over the repairs of those roads. And again, I believe that the Dash 6s are a negotiated amendment, and so we bring these two amendments for your consideration. In honesty, I think that the difference in the Dash 5s between 50 cubic yards and 100 cubic yards is one of agricultural management. In my observation and in dealing with the dairy farmers in my district, these are not salmonid refugia. These are ditches that need to be cleaned periodically, and the real debate here is the amount of material that can be taken out of those ditches that help keep land dry and animals out of the water. And so those are the two amendments that we bring you today for a bill that solves a variety of problems, I think is well supported by agricultural interests. And the real debate here is the question of the 50 versus the 100 cubic yards.
That's definitely needed.
And I would now, I guess, turn to Louise and say, ask her if I have deviated from the truth anywhere or over-amplified or under-amplified anything that brings us to you today.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Let's go to Louise then. And
Co-Chair Jensen and members of the committee, Louise Soliday, Director of the Department of State Lands, I believe Senator Johnson has captured the issues and the amendments accurately.
And I'd like to conclude that DSL and Senator Johnson are in agreement on this bill?
Harmonious agreement, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Wow.
I want that noted for the record. Harmonious agreement, Mr. Chair.
I'm taking notes, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I saw.
Harmonious.
Newsflash, film at 11.
We have to do that because it's very seldom that the good senator deviates from the norm on those. So we'll
Mr. Chair, that faint hum you hear in the background is kumbaya in three-part harmony.
You two and Senator Dinkfelder.
Yeah. Two-part harmony.
And am I to conclude that the farmers in your district would be happy with this bill?
Mr. Chair, the farmers would not be happy. They would be giddy.
Can we afford that?
We absolutely can, sir.
Okay.
Giddy?
Okay.
No, I shouldn't be joking about something this serious. They would be very appreciative. And one of the principal parties who was responsible for bringing the Dash 5s forward and helping to negotiate it with Ms. Soliday and her shop is a retired dairy farmer by the name of Dale Buck, who is probably one of the keenest observers of the agency. He may know the ins and outs of the agency better than the agency knows the ins and outs of the agency. And it is at his behest on behalf of the agricultural community in Tillamook County that the Dash 5s are before you.
Okay. Any questions? Other questions? Yes, Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And that's a good segue into this. I have in my possession a letter from Dale Buck, who you should also have for at least the co-chairs. And one of his reasons is that he says the present 50 cubic yard exemption is not economical in today's equipment costs. Track hoser, $100 to $160 per hour with minimum hours or move-in costs. Back hose costs $95 per hour. That's cheaper than ours. And a 10 cubic yard dump truck is $75 per hour, plus cost to reseed or replant the damaged land. And then there are the costs of the permits, et cetera, et cetera. So he gives that as an additional justification for bumping up this to the 100 cubic yards. And also the size of the ditch may preclude that. 50 yards out of a longer ditch would be a shallower dig. So.
Any other questions or discussion? Could I have a motion for the dash five?
Mr. Chair, I move the dash five amendments to House or Senate Bill 600.
Butcher Quinn moves the dash five amendments to Senate Bill 600.
Amen. You go to ask me.
Senate Bill or dash fives are.
The dash fives are the amendment that would allow DSL to adopt the rule that exempts from removal fill permit the requirements of the no more than 100 cubic yards of material.
Okay. You've heard the motion. Are there any questions? Is there any objection?
Just me.
Representative Klein. Objection is noted. All right, let's move on. I'd take a motion on the dash eight. Or dash six.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash six amendments to Senate Bill 600.
Representative Klein moves the dash eight. Six amendments to Senate Bill 600 as amended. Are there any questions or discussion there? Any objections?
So voted.
Go ahead. Yeah,
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 600 A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Klein moves Senate Bill 600 A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I think we could excuse you, ladies, if you'd like, but you may certainly stay to wait for the last gavel to pound down if you want.
I'd like to thank the committee. We'll excuse ourselves.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. It's always an honor to have you testify in front of the committee. I'd like to ask Farm Bureau and the cattlemen if you want to, if you have any problems with this bill as it is amended. Sign language indicates that the cattleman and the Farm Bureau is pleased with this amendment and this bill at this time. Is there anyone else who is approving the bill? I get a lot of them. Okay.
Are we doing a fill-up?
At which point are we ready for the roll call? Would you please?
Representative Miller?
Aye.
Representative Escobar?
Aye.
Representative
Shoffler? Aye.
Representative Stringer?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Cowan?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Johnson?
Aye.
Co-Chair Clem?
Aye.
Co-Chair Jensen?
Aye. The Senate Bill 600 as amended is moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And this comes very close to completing our business.
Carrier?
And we do need a carrier, and I'm looking.
I'll carry, Mr. Chair.
What about these coasties? Some of you coasties.
All right, that's fine. Maybe Debbie wants to carry it.
Happy to if you.
Okay.
If
you. Or Representative Boone, forgive me.
Sure.
Okay.
Representative Boone is the carrier, and I think we have reached the conclusion of our business. Are we set scheduled for any more meetings?
This will be the last policy committee's closed as of today, Chair Jensen.
We could. Unless we can know. Have an hour notice. We could be back in here then.
We're out of bills.
No bills. Okay. With that, I would like to thank everybody for their help and cooperation and hopefully, we have done more good than we have done damage in this committee in this particular session. It has been my honor to work with all of you, and it's always a kind of treat for me to get back and work with Representative Shoffler. our experiences go back a couple of years, and very fun.
That makes one of us.
The wisest among us. Mr. Chair, if I may, believe me, thank you for that. And feelings are always mutual. It's always an honor to work with you.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Bunn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And does that mean that we're going to pile on to Representative Shoffler's party?
We're
all
welcome.
Like all the other committees? Oh,
yeah,
we told
the body's welcome to come.
Yeah, they throw a good party business in labor, I hear.
It's the funnest party.
Yeah, Representative Boone, you have to smoke a cigar, though.
No, you don't.
Last one I smoked was in the back of the ski bus, and I don't want to tell you what happened.
All right, I heard enough of that.
Too much information.
All right, there's a mic still on.
We're close.